Thanks, Brad. Good morning. An update on the vehicle versus pedestrian accident that occurred early yesterday morning around 4:30 a.m. on Highway 101 near Eureka, south of G Street. The pedestrian was wearing dark clothing, according to the CHP, when, for reasons unknown, he was walking in the roadway of 101. That's when he was struck by a 1992 Geo, the front of the car striking 40-year-old Ethan Piney, a Eureka resident. Piney was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office will perform a toxicology test on Piney. Fortuna police were called out to the Best Western Country Inn Sunday night after receiving a call from employees that the motel had just been robbed at gunpoint. Employers told officers that the suspect entered the motel through the front door, brandished a sawed-off shotgun, demanding money from an employee. The employee complied, and the suspect fled the business with the stolen cash and was last seen running west toward Alamar Way. Suspect is described as an adult male, 5'5" to 5'8". 180 to 200 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes, was wearing a woodland camouflage jacket, jeans, and a black ski mask. And with information about the robbery or the suspect, is asked to contact Fortuna Police. Fortuna Police also received a 911 call at 4:15 yesterday morning, and the caller said her house was filled with smoke and the smoke alarms were going off. The first unit on scene was a Fortuna police officer who immediately entered the residence, evacuating several small children and an elderly resident who were put in the family minivan and driven to a safer location. The sergeant who had reached the scene then entered and rescued the last remaining tenant while volunteer firefighters were en route. All of the evacuated tenants were screened by medical personnel, found to be in good health, and due to the quick response of Fortuna Volunteer Fire, the residence was saved without suffering major damage. Eureka police arrested Marquis Madden Sunday after Madden had a busy, if criminally filled, afternoon. Eureka police responded to a report of a carjacking on 5th Street at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon and got a description of the suspect. 90 minutes later, police received a call from a woman on Pine Street who reported her cell phone had just been stolen by a man closely matching the description of the carjacker. An hour later at 3:30, an officer spotted Madden driving the stolen vehicle near Harris in California and attempted to pull him over, but Madden fled at a high speed. The chase was called off for safety reasons. Moments later, dispatchers received a call that the stolen vehicle had collided with a parked car at Hawthorne and A, and with officers close by, they were soon on scene. They spotted Madden fleeing on foot. He was tracked down and arrested. Madden was booked on several charges, including carjacking, robbery, and hit and run. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol have been focusing on removing impaired drivers from local roads in a combined DUI crackdown effort that began on December 14th and will extend through tonight. As of this report, 48 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, a small increase over last year during the same time period. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it has acquired the Crescent City branch of the former Chetco Credit Union after the National Credit Union Association okayed the deal on Friday. Coast Central will take over deposits from Chetco members, and the consolidation will take place immediately this Wednesday, that's tomorrow, at 6601 L Street in Crescent City. Chetco members can then make the transition and will remain insured by the NCUA for up to $250,000 in deposits. While the NCUA studied the best solution to continue credit union services for members and to protect the credit union's assets, the rogue federal credit union based in Medford has acquired 5 Chetco branches in Oregon and will reopen the former Chetco branches tomorrow under the new management. With a KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.